This is Terry Mendel, DeoDicting, an attorney letter to Stanley Kahn, attorney at law, address on file. Dear Mr. Kahn, per your request for medical information on my patient, your client, Anita Graham, please note the following medical letter. The first name is A-N-I-T-A. Last name is G-R-A-H-A-M. The patient was initially seen in my office for evaluation on November 5th, 2012, relating she was involved in an automobile accident on or about November 1st of 2012. The patient was involved in an automobile accident whereby she was the driver with her seatbelt on. Although she denied loss of consciousness, she sustained injury when another vehicle ran a stop sign and struck the patient's vehicle, period. The vehicle was possibly totaled. The patient was jerked, period. She had pain in her neck, mid-back, right wrist, and left shoulder, period. Ambulance took her to an emergency room. She was placed on Flexeril and Ultram without relief. On examination by me, November 5th, ENT examination was negative. Fundoscopic examination was benign. There was paravertebral muscle spasm in the cervical and thoracic areas. The cervical was greater than thoracic. There was diminished range of motion in both the cervical and thoracic spinal areas, period. There was loss of normal cervical lordotic curve. There was markedly diminished range of motion of the left shoulder with crepitance. There was heat and tenderness on palpation of the cervical and left shoulder region. Auscultation of the heart regular rate and rhythm. Auscultation of the lungs clear. Abdominal examination was soft. There was diminished range of motion of the right wrist with 5% swelling of the wrist, period. Reflexes normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4. There was diminished grip strength in the left hand, straight leg raising, abnormal at 74 degrees left, 76 degrees right. Gait was normal. My diagnostic impressions were that of multiple injuries, including cervical and thoracic strain, left shoulder strain, and right wrist strain caused by the automobile accident. At that time, I sent for her records. And I prescribed Vicodin for pain, period. The patient was seen back next in the office on November 6th, still having bad pain in the cervical and left shoulder regions, abnormalities including paravertebral muscle spasm and diminished range of motion continuing. I started her on some physical therapy to both the cervical and left shoulder regions, consisting of ultrasound, hot packs, massage therapy, an active exercise program in the office, as well as an active home exercise program, period. Seen next on November 7th, diminished range of motion noted, higher dose therapy given. Seen November 8th, spasm noted, higher dose therapy given. See November 12th, spasm noted, higher dose therapy given. See November 13th, diminished range of motion noted, therapy repeated. See November 14th, spasm noted, therapy repeated. See November 19th, diminished range of motion noted, therapy repeated. See November 20th, spasm noted, therapy repeated. See November 21st, diminished range of motion noted, therapy repeated. See November 26th, spasm noted, therapy repeated. See November 27th, abnormalities noted, therapy repeated. See November 29th, diminished range of motion noted, therapy repeated. Seen December 3rd, spasm noted, therapy repeated. Seen December 4th, diminished range of motion noted, therapy repeated. Seen December 5th, spasm noted, therapy repeated. Seen December 10th, having bad pain, abnormalities noted, therapy repeated. The muscle relaxer Flexeril prescribed and Vicodin renewed. Seen next on December 11th, spasm noted, therapy repeated. Seen December 13th, diminished range of motion noted, therapy repeated. Seen December 17th, spasm noted, therapy repeated. Seen December 18th, diminished range of motion noted, therapy repeated. Seen December 20th, spasm noted, therapy repeated. Seen December 28th, abnormalities noted, therapy repeated. Seen January 2nd, 2013, spasm noted, therapy repeated. Seen January 3rd, diminished range of motion noted, therapy repeated. See next on January 7th, feeling better, improvement noted, therapy repeated. Because of the improvement, I decreased the frequency of treatments. See next on January 10th, having some pain at work, abnormalities noted, therapy repeated. I prescribed the anti-inflammatory Lodeine period. Seen next on January 14th, spasm noted, therapy repeated. Seen January 17th, diminished range of motion noted, therapy repeated. Seen January 21st, feeling better, improvement noted, therapy repeated. We discussed the fact I would probably release her next visit with an impairment rating period. Seen next on January 22nd, feeling better, still experiencing neck pain that does interfere with everyday activities. In total, she missed approximately 30 hours of work period. The time missed from work was consistent with her injuries. On examination, January 22nd, auscultation of the heart regular rate and rhythm, auscultation of the lungs clear. Although improved, there's still spasm in the cervical area. The spasm in the thoracic area resolved. There's full range of motion in the thoracic spine. In the cervical area, cervical flexion was diminished by 14 degrees. The previously abnormal cervical lordotic curve is now normal. There's full range of motion in the left shoulder. The crepitance in the shoulder resolved. The heat and tenderness in the cervical and left shoulder area resolved. There's full range of motion in the right wrist. The swelling of the right wrist resolved. The abnormal grip strength is now normal. The abnormal straight leg raising is now normal. At this time, I gave her her last dose of physical therapy, and I'm releasing her with an impairment rating because she has reached maximal medical improvement period. Utilizing the book Guides to the Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA, referring you to Table 17-2, Class 1, page 564, the patient qualifies for a 3% whole body impairment as a result of injuries to the cervical region. The basis for this impairment rating is strictly and totally this automobile accident in question. No prior injuries or accidents enter into the equation, period. In terms of estimated cost of future treatment, it would be approximately $500 a year for the next 5 years or so, period. This would include occasional physical therapy and medication, period. In summary, I've treated Anita Graham for injuries sustained in an automobile accident. Her final diagnosis were that of multiple injuries, including cervical and thoracic strain, left shoulder strain, and right wrist strain, all due to the automobile accident, period. Her treatment is consisted of rest, time off work, narcotic analgesics, muscle relaxers, anti-inflammatories, and a progressive and extensive course of physical therapy to both the cervical and left shoulder regions, consisting of ultrasound, hot packs, massage therapy, and an active exercise program, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.